Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, how you doing? You're with Pete Donaldson. Welcome to the show and the 2012-2013 highlights of the Football Ramble. We're going to be kicking off with a song about the magic of the cup. And yes, Marcus has been yapping on about Sven-Göran Eriksson for some time. He won't let it go.
Come on, the FA Cups, everybody. Let's all play footballs in the FA Cups. FA Cups for you and me. Footballs and the FA Cups.
Before we get on to one of our favourite features, we've got to go to Thailand. Because former England boss, Sven-Göran Eriksson.
There he is.
He's back in work. Oh, yes, he's a new technical director at Thai club Tero Sasana.
Can you hear the joy in your voice as you've gone up an octave?
Put your feet up, Sven.
How many just hotels do you reckon that man has been in? I can't imagine.
Oh, he's 64.
Yeah. He's loving it. He's loving it.
He's like, am I down to my last 5 million? Better get another job.
Someone said on Twitter today, oh, what's the matter, Sven? Can't you get like big club jobs anymore? Yeah, you have to go to Thailand. Are you mad? He's loving it. Yeah. Can't believe it.
No pressure.
Yeah. Well, apparently Dietmar Hamann wrote in his autobiography that Sven wanted a few years more to manage, so that would have been a couple of years ago, I'd imagine, before moving to Thailand to go and live with two beautiful women, apparently.
What?
Hamann said, Eriksson said to him on a pre-season tour of Thailand, "You know, Didi, I like this place. I think I will manage for another 5 years and come back here and live with two women. Yes, I think I need two beautiful women."
It's brilliant.
Amazing. But with regards to how long
sexy
Sven...
Sexy Uncle Sven.
Balding smoothie. Yeah. With regards to how long he will be in Thailand, Eriksson's agent, Athol Still. Why are all the people involved with Sven got great names? Like Hans Back and Athol Still. Yeah. Superb. He said, it's an open-ended contract. It could be very short-term. Very short-term.
Until they've basically given him a house and can't get out of it.
I like my contracts like I like my women.
I have two of them.
I don't know. Oh, dear. It's painfully good. Yeah, it really is. Well, anyway,
look forward to speaking to Uriah this week.
Yeah. Jenny Silver said famously at Sir and Chester Town, the mic was left uncovered as the announcer, who's also the club president, argued to the whole ground and surrounding homes, him saying, Eddie, never mind the fucking sausages.
That's brilliant.
Never mind the fucking
of
sausages.
Of all the things.
That's brilliant.
But didn't he also tell someone to tell some kids off?
Sorry. Yeah, he did, yeah. There was some... Jenny goes on to say she seems to remember that it was a barbecue. Oh, dear. Yeah, the man at the mic, he was bollocking some kids over the tunnel going, you two stop running.
You two stop
running.
You've
got to love lonely cripples.
That's probably like the youth team.
Yeah, but that reminds me. And what, bloody hell, we get that, this in every season.
Is that Canvey Island? You remember the Canvey Island one?
Yeah.
The manager who was the chairman and the groundsman and everything.
Yeah.
Apparently across the other side of the pitch. If you're a new listener, you won't have heard the story. It's one of the all-time great stories. Over the other side of the pitch, there's a couple of kids sat on top of the portable toilets. And in between giving instructions to his players, apparently the manager just went over and went, oh, you two, get off the roof of that Carsey. It's going to collapse.
Carsey. Don't hear that enough.
Yeah, it's classic.
Magnificent stuff.
With the heat in World Cup 94. Can you imagine?
Horrendous taste.
What? He's a man of advancing years.
And again, he was wearing a baseball cap in 94 when he did that.
He was, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
This all linked in.
Yeah.
All fits together.
Da Vinci Code with baseball caps.
I can't get the water to me boys.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I've got to read this out. This is Sepp putting his balls in it again.
He's dangling his balls in there. He's dipping them in
the custard.
Yeah. fiddling around.
Yeah. Not even hiding it. Not even doing it around the corner when no one can see.
Just having a little play.
Getting on top of the table in the canteen and just dipping these hairy balls in the custard and saying, what are you going to do about it, football?
This is what's happening. This is what you're accepting.
Yeah.
I don't even know why there's custard being served.
Yeah. Next week, I might not want to do this, but for now I do. So suck on it.
Yeah,
the custard or the balls.
That was the first part of the quote.
Custard on the ball.
he went on to say, because he's worried about the World Cup preparations in Brazil. And he said, when we came to Africa, the Africans, when they got the World Cup in May 2004, they were dancing during one year. They were just dancing because they got the World Cup. We had to call them and say, please start work. just
I'm
a simple.
Fairly sure that didn't happen.
A simple phone call.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Who's he wrong? Just like, yeah, random number.
Hello, Africa.
Hello, Africa, get to work. We haven't even got it. It's South Africa you want.
And then he said, in South Korea and Japan, they were so eager to organise the World Cup that they could have done two. In my opinion, it was overdone. Well, what do you want,
they never started dancing.
Effortlessly reinforcing stereotypes all over the world.
I did like what Pele said about the World Cup. He said, the event will not have many problems, but our biggest worry is the administration, airports, construction and hotels. They're all running late.
That's the Michael Owen injury quote. Yeah. All over again. Michael Owen again.
Right, now it's time for a profile. And we've got a powerful centre-forward who goes by the name of Mark Hatley. Whoa, heading his way into the Dean Windass Hall of Fame.
Business up top, party at the back.
Oh, yeah.
A tremendous haircut.
Two tremendous haircuts.
You're a fan of the double haircut on other people, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very Wilkins.
Greedy scenes. Greedy haircut scenes.
Confused follicles.
Mr. Yeah. Barber, I want a greedy haircut.
Yeah.
And then another.
He goes in there, asks for a haircut, gets one, and goes, can you do me another one?
Yeah. Imagine this haircut, but on a monk.
Yeah. Born. Mark Hatley, ladies and gentlemen.
Born. Not before his date of birth. Yeah. Side, aren't they?
Yeah.
Still right up there in third, on the same points as second place Schalke and one above fourth place Dortmund. But there's some other news coming out of Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Munich 1860, who are currently playing in Germany's second tier, being strongly linked with Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Wow.
Yeah?
Didn't Sven...
Are you doing these links yourself now, just so you can talk about Sven?
Are you seeding these stories?
The last I heard about Sven, and this is some news for Pete, and you might be aware of it, Pete, he applied for the Hartlepool job, and they said no. Yeah.
along with like Phil Brown got like, you know, quite close to the actual managerial position, but also a Sabutio manager from Essex as well. Judge a man by the company he keeps. That's exactly.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sven and Phil Brown. Ugh.
And Sabutio.
But
man,
can you imagine Sven getting Tor Grip on the phone, just going, "Right, I've had enough of this. Just get me Hartlepool, all right?" And then Tor Grip coming back to him, going, "I don't want you. Are you taking the piss? Hartlepool don't want me."
There's so many lovely there's Nexus, there's the showrooms, there's now Little Black Book, which is a strip club, Hartlepool's first strip club.
He loves that.
He loves that.
Yeah,
that's why they opened it. They thought he was coming.
and he's piped up for the Scotland job as well.
Well, I don't know if he linked himself or what, but his name was linked to the Scotland job, Jim. I was like a dog with 14 dicks when I heard that.
Big Alan Ruff sticking the boot, wasn't he?
Alan Ruff. Former Scottish keeper Alan Ruff. He's not having any of it. He said, "Sven seems the kind of guy who puts his name forward for every job going." Correct, Alan.
What's your problem?
We shouldn't go down that road. Anyway.
That golden road.
That bald, smooth road. Anyway, he hasn't set the world on fire at his previous clubs. I would be relieved to see the SFA look to a Scotsman and not a guy who can't get the Hartlepool job.
Sticking the boot into your own sound.
Outrageous.
Yeah, I love Alan Ruff. He's he was the goalkeeper for Scotland in the World Cup 78.
Yeah.
The famous Archie Gemmell game. But one of my favourite ever pieces of the commentary, I think, is when he played for Hibs. He's a bit of a Hibs legend, wasn't he, Alan?
Right.
And it's a Scottish Cup semi-final.
Great name, Alan.
Way back in the day. And I think Hibs famously knocked out Rangers.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, Ruff brings the ball out from goal, obviously. Does a little dummy past the striker.
Oh, does he?
And the commentator goes, "Here's Alan Ruff. Oh, look at Ruffy." But he goes past the striker. It's amazing. He absolutely loves it.
She don't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone. Exactly. Ruff. Ruff. Alan Ruff.
Superb. Top right. Mike was off. So here we go. Oh dear. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's profile time. Woo! It's the man who is the most capped England player of all time. It's Peter
Robert Lee.
It's Peter Leslie Shilton.
Oh, ooh, good stuff.
Huge.
Huge. Indeed. Now,
I want to go to bed.
Oi, 125 England caps. Yeah. You bastard.
Yeah.
He retired from professional football age 47.
Yeah.
That is an incredible achievement.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. He kept a clean sheet in the Football League.
It's Burridge-esque.
It is. He's now an after-dinner speaker, and he was even on Strictly Come Dancing.
He was, I remember that. Yeah.
But we'll end with a quote from Sir Bobby Robson. "What can you say about Peter Shilton? Peter Shilton is Peter Shilton." It's not even finished. And he has been Peter Shilton since the year dot. And he comes in as a demon, that's all.
That's excellent, man.
It's Fulham 2, Newcastle United 1. Our very own Pete Donaldson was there.
I was. I wasn't Fulham. In the neutral stand either, so I had to keep quiet.
Where were you?
Did you?
I was
which stand?
What's the one on the right-hand side if you're facing from the neutral stand?
From the right. So that would be the Johnny Haynes stand?
Yes, the Johnny Haynes stand.
The wooden seats?
Yes, the wooden seats.
Ghastly things.
The whole stand. I mean, there's braces that they've added to the joists in the top of the stand. I'm looking at it and it's all bent. I'm like,
yeah,
that's coming down one day. This stand is coming down one day.
What a day it'll be, though.
There was a lad quite close to me who jumped up when Ben Arfa, Hatem Bomb, scored his goal. And then it was one of the things where it's like, yeah, you can do that in like a Fulham match because, you know, Fulham are Fulham. But then there was two proper naughty lads behind him just going, "Just fucking get out. You get out. Get out now. I'll cut you. I'll fucking cut you." And I was thinking, I'm supposed to be at Chelsea. I'm supposed to be at Chelsea. But the best thing, the highlight was for me was, apart from seeing Berbatov, just some of his... The ball was like a million miles in the sky and he just take it down on his toe. What a lovely player to watch.
Yeah.
What a footballer.
That's incidentally, like, when people say Berbatov, he plays the game at his place and it's too... No, that's how the game should be played. Yeah. Everyone else has got it wrong.
If you want a fag break, you have a fag break.
Not even that. He could drink tea. He really could drink tea. Not spill a drop.
Just balancing a cup of tea on his left.
Yeah.
And just floating into the air to cushion it with his right.
Yeah, and he was wearing tights as well.
He was wearing tights. I think Tiote was as well. The wonderful moment where there was two fully grown adults in front of me eating an advent calendar. I was looking, going, what are they eating? They are eating an advent calendar. Fulham FC, hang your heads.
Oh, that was brilliant.
I like that. Did you see the Michael Jackson statue? Oh, no, it's the other side.
Yeah,
have you seen it yet?
No, I've not seen it yet, no.
Oh, it's so
I imagine I would say, is this it, or this is it?
But
the match... Pleased to see her every
now. We're always pleased to see her.
What was you wearing?
I'm not
that much.
I'm not even a woman, and I'm over the moon to see him.
Gay man.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, what have we got here? Is it time for Diego Corner?
It's back, a welcome return.
Oh my,
we can all agree.
Goodness.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
What the hell's he been up to?
Well, we'll find out.
Just generally being like rational, not making any rash decisions, keeping a level head.
Yeah.
The stuff you sort of tend to associate with El Diego.
Yeah.
He's decided that he no longer wants to work in football.
Oh, well, that's why we haven't heard from him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So,
did he decide that, or a football decide
a cynic
that?
Might say.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, a cynic might say, we sort of thought that when we saw how you managed the Argentina national team. But.
Apparently, during the World Cup, he didn't get up until noon one day. So they just didn't have training.
and then I bet you he was like, we're doing shooter practice now and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quality.
You imagine Roy Hodgson.
Yeah.
Just sleeping in.
Yeah.
Oh, just three more hours.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of onions last night.
That's apple night playing solitaire.
But just can't stop looking at Twitter.
The reason that I go on.
Finals.
Have you seen these fucking lolcats? They are lol.
Yeah.
So good.
It's quite an interesting one. The question was, what are your snowy football memories? Lots of tweets about Chelsea away to Tromso in the UEFA Cup in about 97,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Jonathan Pearce calling Zola the little snowmobile. And Eddie Brad finishes us off by saying, I've got a few issues with this one. Maybe you guys can get on board with this. Lars Bohinen playing for Blackburn, he was colourblind so he couldn't see the match ball. That's not true. That cannot be true.
That's poor.
Shut up, Eddie.
Yeah, up yours, Eddie.
Brendan Rodgers was very critical. He said, we can't keep relying on Steven Gerrard to get us out of these problems.
Mm.
You know, the team was good enough and I'm disappointed with the young players who came in, which is every right to say, I think.
All right, Pardew, that's what he's been bleating on about. Yeah. The young players aren't good enough.
Yeah.
All right, you get the bloody pitch, old man.
You picked the team.
Yeah.
They're not good enough.
Sammy Amiobi, you had the blueprint in Shola, for God's sake. Yeah. You know what that family had. Tommy Clay is in Iceland for fuck's sake.
Do you reckon they're in like a lab, a scientist? Just one more little change around. Yeah.
I mean, some of them said, I played with a lad who played in Iceland. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not difficult. It's not, anyone fancies it.
Let's go.
Sorry,
let's
Sammy,
go,
who's your brother? Faustino Asprilla? You're in. What's your surname?
Pete Donaldson here, back doing my thing on the Ramble special. Now, even as late as 2012, I was a person who would indulge a pun. I don't really know what went wrong. I used to be really fond of them because they're all right, really, especially when someone else is doing them.
The question this week was merely, who's your favourite breakfast footballer?
Mm.
Pete.
David Granola.
Yeah. That's one of the ones I had.
Yeah,
we'll do yours at the end.
Someone's got them. Yeah, Pete got his first. I'm gonna dive in with Rog Cheerio-Sini.
Okay.
And also Golden Graham Lasso.
That's enough. Because I'm gonna read them out.
Sylvain E. Bran Flakes.
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good.
Hang on, wait, I got one.
No, because I've got all these ones I've researched and written down are going to be.
We had over 300.
Musically, Howie.
Oh, you ruined it.
First answer, as long as it's served with Craigie Brune sauce, I don't care. Liam Sutcliffe.
Hang on, brown sauce?
Yeah.
That's not breakfast.
You have a hot breakfast.
Oh, I suppose if you've got to cook breakfast. Yeah.
Tom Robinson says, where's hash brown? Also works because he looks like a baked bean.
Which has nothing to do with the hash brown.
Nothing at all.
My personal favourite is from a friend of mine, and listen to the ramble, Rob Christie, who says...
Here we go.
I can't get this right. I don't want to laugh while I'm saying it.
Come on, get on with it.
Dennis Poor all over again.
Jimmy Greavesy Spoon.
Didn't deserve that reaction for my
underwhelming.
Money. Yeah.
Underwhelming.
And it's also not a breakfast. It's a breakfast establishment. You're making a mockery.
I'm going to follow up from Andy, who says cereal Regis. Yeah.
Better.
H Dog from Twitter says Manchester City right back Bacon.
Yeah, that'll
nice. Do. Nice.
Jonathan Wilson, friend of the show actual serious football writer, Jonathan Wilson says the best breakfast match is surely the Norwegian fixture between Start and Bran.
Yeah.
Start. I've not seen Start around for a while.
That really undermines
his cup of gravy.
Yeah,
isn't
but
he?
Back to Swindon. Paolo Di Canio
on his cup of gravy.
Paolo Di Canio then apparently went on a midnight raid to the club's offices. Di Canio said it wasn't a raid. He said he just wanted to collect his personal belongings when no one else was around.
His personal boggling that looked after his affairs.
Yeah. The personal belongings including some pictures of him that he'd asked the club to produce.
That is
sordid sounding, isn't
that
it?
That is terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
What on earth is this?
Just imagine just his legs akimbo. Deal with it.
Pulls you in the background.
Second reference.
I mean, if you take it, I mean, any manager would be annoyed.
Yes.
I mean, Matt Ritchie was sold to Bournemouth, who are promotion fucking rivals for them.
Yeah.
How annoying for half a million? I mean, how annoying would that be? Yeah, he's one of their better players. You know, he scored quite a few goals. I mean, any manager would be annoyed about that, wouldn't they?
And completely understandably so. Yeah. And you'd want those paintings back. He did confess that there was a small amount of damage caused in removing the items.
But when he swung a baseball bat around the office?
I don't know. Presumably pulling the blue tack off it sort of ripped the paperwork. Yeah. But he did say his former assistant, Fabrizio Picaretta, has offered to pay for it.
Right. Smoke screen.
Why was he involved? Why is he involved? Why is he offering to pay
for it? Why is it Picaretta going, no, you pay for it.
You did it. You flaming baseball bat.
You put the petrol bomb through the window. It has nothing to do with me.
I didn't even know I was going to be a getaway driver. I thought we were just going out.
I was on the lawnmower on the pitch.
just two bored security guys, just like, you know, sitting up having a cup of coffee, you know, chatting about, oh, what's the wife in it? How are the kids? And then just seeing this on a VDU screen, this figure just kicking shit out of a door. I'm like, is that Paolo Di Canio, the celebrated footballer?
Is he still manager? I can't remember.
It doesn't look like it.
Is that someone? That's Paolo Di Canio.
Yeah.
No one else would want those pictures. Yeah.
And then someone walking in going, Matt Ritchie's not in here, I told you we sold him.
Maybe it's just Norman thinking, oh, he's just lost his keys again.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Is that a flaming baseball bat?
Yeah.
Oh. Louis van Gaal, you got management master, the king amongst men. You big bald bastard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Insatiable, he is.
He's got to feed that six-pack, hasn't he?
Yes, big time.
Ooh,
big
tell you time. What. Right, let's have some correspondence, damn you.
Right, the question of the week was kindly donated and suggested and all those other things by Stephen Kendall.
Nice one, Kendi.
So take a bow, Kendo. He says, sacked manager Brian McDermott looks like a thumb.
Fair.
What other footballers could be mistaken for a part of the body? Do one of you boys want to sort of chip in?
I think Wayne Rooney looks like a knee.
Yeah,
like
okay.
A knee on a cold day.
Knees, and a couple of knees.
But with ears.
Yeah. Dave Nutt popped up with Hans Sagers.
That's not what this is.
Jim, let him have
we're just getting warmed up.
All right.
Andrew Dowse, Harry Redknapp, ball sack.
It's juvenile, but it's true.
Yeah. Chris Marshall says, if you draw a face and hair around your Adam's apple with a biro, it looks like Frank Ribery.
Good one.
Connor Barber with a very, very creative one. Tal Ben-Haim was like an appendix. It used to be useful long ago. However, he's now a ticking time bomb waiting to explode.
Like it.
I actually looked at this and I can confirm it. At Worsty said, if you look at the photo Wikipedia used for Daniel Agger, there's definitely a resemblance to a naughty baby's bum.
Okay.
Weird.
Mm. Brad Brooks says, Paddy Kenny looks like a kneecap, similar to the Wayne Rooney one. Jim Hutchins says, Ian Dowie is Frankenstein's monster. He looks like he's made up of lots of different body parts, none of them his.
Mm. He also looks like Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Sam Connick says, Steve Bruce looks like a fat back.
That's magnificent.
That really is.
Nick Drew says Alex McLeish looks like a sunburnt testicle.
Yeah. Ask Block call him that.
Yeah. Oh, do they, yeah?
How do you get... Well, don't ask.
And to finish, Dave Gibson completely misses the point, but helpfully points out that Alex Ferguson looks like a bottle of Bell's whiskey. I scored a brilliant goal past you in the snow once, didn't I, Pete?
You did, yes, but I did slip on some ice.
There was a friendly. It was Italy versus Brazil. It was 2-2, and Balotelli got a beaut.
Mm. Curled height. Oh, yes.
Fred scored again as well.
He did. He's got a habit of doing that. Was it Oscar who got the second?
It was. It was a lovely setup from Neymar, yeah.
Lovely Finn.
I thought Fred's finish was better because he proper threaded it past the.
Ballows was a nice one, right on the top corner.
Yeah, well, I think I like Oscar's because it was a slip and a flick.
Yeah, it was a slip. It was lovely because there was a break, wasn't it? And Neymar carried the ball for quite a distance, then slipped him.
Do you prefer a slip and a flick or a slip and a brush?
I love a brush. I have to say I love a brush. I do really love a brush. Yeah.
Or a slip and a dink.
Bringing dinks in, that changes everything.
Slip and a scoop.
Yeah.
Oh, you dirty
what
boy.
What did we say in Spanish? It's not a slip if it's Spanish. It's something else we were saying. A thread.
Yeah.
Give me a thread and a brush. Any day.
How about a whip and a header?
A whip. A whip, yeah.
A caress.
A drill and a poke.
Yeah. But off the keeper.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. No, I mean, a caress is like a brush.
Okay, a shamak and a fuckery.
Yeah. Plenty of those, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
A hoof and a nut.
Yeah. A hoof
that's
and
an
a
English
shank.
Goal, that is.
A hoof and a shank. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
A hoof and a bobble.
Yeah.
So that was Italy and Brazil.
Yeah. We have drilled down there.
They played some.
Marionette.
He said the game should have been all ticket and it wasn't policed inside the ground. Oh dear.
Stewards haven't had the best of a couple of weeks, have
it's
they?
It's been no, very punchy.
Scary.
How good
the
is
80s
that?
Are back. Basically.
How good was that explanation from that Newcastle fan who punched the horse?
Oh, God, that was magnificent.
It's the best interview I've ever seen.
I feed a fox.
Best, have you ever seen Frost Nixon?
No. Better.
Yeah.
More entertaining.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it how, like...
Didn't he was ashamed of his own actions, wasn't he? And was basically saying because he's got a fish tank.
Yeah.
He said, I've got to feed a fox.
Than to punch animals.
He started saying about, well, a fox comes in the garden every night, I feed it. And then he cut away to a fish tank and he just went, a fish tank.
He looked like Nigel Mansell, which made me laugh.
He seems to think he's got a fox as a pet.
Yeah, but that makes it. No, I do. That's a.
Comes through the fox flap.
That's De Canio saying his mates with Chris Bell.
Yeah, absolutely. He also said that he had a scarf over his face because he had his filling fell out and the cold weather was helping his mouth.
I love how people's like. how people's minds work. You know, you put a camera in front of him, right, and he craps himself. You put a policeman on a horse.
Just refuse. Like, oh, just refuse to talk. You don't have to give those interviews.
Just don't punch animals.
In the interview, he was saying, "I'm worried about my job." So don't do the interview.
Don't. Yeah.
Keep your head down.
I'm worried about your dog. What do you do? I work in a stable. Shit.
Well, actually, it wasn't his job. He was unemployed. and
it was probably
not be able to find another job. Yeah. Like, well, it's not, what are you doing on telly then?
Yeah. I mean, it's hardly sort of like a brilliant calling card, is it?
No.
Did he go to the job?
Well, he can look after foxes very well.
He goes to a job with a scarf around his head. Get out.
So, Mr. Smith, thanks for popping in. Do you mind telling us what you've been up to when you've been unemployed? Did you see me on the telly? Good.
I wouldn't have known what he looked like because in the footage he had a scarf on his face.
And that's the point.
Doing the interview. Means that everyone knows what he looks like.
Yeah. Exactly. Can you do night shifts? No, I've got to feed the fox.
I've let me family down. I love the idea of that news being broken tonight. He's fucking punched another fucking horse.
I just like the idea that him
making us look so fucking stupid.
Feeding a fox is a euphemism for his horse punching fetish.
Yeah, like it makes up.
Oh, sorry, I'm really tight today because I was up feeding the fox. Do you mean horse punching? Yes.
Yeah. I'm as shocked as you. I've got a pet fox.
Apologies to anyone Thugs. From the north of England.
Anybody who listens to that,
apart from Pete.
Yeah. And rude. The guy who did that. Yeah.
So something we used to do back in the day on the Football Ramble was the Dean Windass Hall of Fame. A chance to profile the greats of the game and sometimes even things like referees and also stadiums as well. With apologies to the Aussies listening, stand by for some Luke Moore possible facts.
Wembley was then knocked down and rebuilt, which took
didn't take long.
Took more than
turned it around like that. Turned it around.
Bargain. Absolute bargain.
Oh, no worries, mate. This will be done for the new season. No problem. Really did.
Won't fuck you over, honestly.
No, won't cost you hardly any money.
750 there was an Australian company involved. £757 million and a handful of years later.
Almost bankrupted the Football Association.
The country.
My favourite fact about it is, and I think it's a fact, but for the purposes of the round, it's a fact.
It's a fact. Right. Yeah.
Is that apparently...
Luke Moore's possible facts.
That'll do. A lot of the metal they laid to put the seats into was found to be the wrong type of metal that would actually conduct electricity. So they've had to do an ECG on someone. It would kill everyone. The whole fucking ground.
That's true. I remember that.
No, yeah. It was a mistake.
Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. Brilliant.
Apologies. Why did we hire our greatest sporting rivals?
Did we have any Australian listeners?
I don't think no.
We did. Yeah.
Up until the profile we did. Apologies.
What metal do you use? Mercury. Oh god. It's gone down in rivers.
When you say metal, imagine that, the foreman. When you say metal,
is chocolate a metal?
Is it that hoodie?
Oh god,
metal?
I thought it was metal, but these are just Kit Kats. That's the foil. Ciao. This is going to cost another £100 billion.
Yeah. Just give it to me, I'll sort it out. Yeah.
It was opened in 2007. 2007. Or the years we lost.
Lord. Right, first clue. My middle name is Paul.
Stop. Brian Paul Gunn.
Stop. Paul Parker.
Imagine his name was Paul. Stop. El Hajjou.
No.
Paul Parker.
Yeah.
From
PPP.
P cubed.
Have you been missold a PPP?
Have you been missold a Paul Parker?
Yes, says Alex.
Yeah.
My first club was Sheffield United.
Silence. Stop. Is it Sean Bean?
I was born in Sunderland.
Stop. Is it Niall Quinn? No, he's Irish. What, are we what does this game do to you?
You feel come at you in glory, certainly.
Because some speculative efforts have come on, you feel like I've got to have a go.
You shoot from distance at every opportunity with effort. Your brain.
He once got Pierluigi Casiraghi in one game.
Well, and also Ripley, Stuart Ripley.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
He's got previous.
Yeah. He's got previous. He's the Matt Letizia of this game.
I'm Lauren Robert.
I scored the last hat-trick at Old Wembley for an English league team.
Ooh.
Snow.
Snow.
Stop. Informer.
Stop.
Clive Mendonca.
It is Clive Mendonca.
We've done this recently, Pete.
What? No, we haven't.
I was going to say that because this is so familiar.
You're an idiot.
And I got it last time as well.
The two things he's got to do, right? One, think of a name for the game, which he doesn't do.
Yeah.
Two, get players who haven't been done before, which he doesn't
do. Oh, God, he lost guys like that. I was the nephew of a West Indian drinker.
We know!
I auctioned my prized possessions from his
that
career.
That was a clue with the last one.
To help his wife set up a business.
Is that a little printout?
Oh, it's nearly the end of the season. I'm not getting relegated. I'm dialing these performances in. I've got one foot on the beach. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Apologise to the public who feel you've let them down. People look forward to that game.
Oh, you know, I got it again.
Yeah. Clive
Mendonca. That's consistency.
Lord.
Before we just briefly move on to internationals, we're going to Romania, chaps.
Oh, this can only mean one thing.
The end of a very long story.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
A lot of homophobia and sexism.
Gigi Becalic, we've spoken about him so much, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe this has happened for the last show of the season, because if it had happened next week, I'd have been gutted. He's been jailed!
Come on! Whoa!
It's gone... In the words
into
of...
Into the Dean Windass jail of shame.
In the words of the American chap who announced the capturing of Saddam Hussein, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
He was chipping off from the Middle East, wasn't he, saying, come and find me then, come and get me.
No, he didn't get a chance. He's been jailed for 2 or 3 years for corruption and abuse of power. Police stopped Becalic the other week as he tried to fly out of an airport near the capital. He said he was just planning on visiting Israel for a brief time, to pray for a favourable court ruling. You can do that in your house, Jeezy.
What was that big suitcase full of money and that handgun for?
He tried to escape and they got him.
Come on. Celebrate and have a good
time. Celebration. Homophobia and bigotism does not pay.
Don't forget the sexism.
It's up to you. Don't be homophobic.
He's all of the icks and the isms, isn't he?
Yeah. Prick.
He's all the isms.
Gigi Becalic, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no doubt there'll be quotes coming from the jail.
Yeah.
But yes.
If anything, there'll be more because he'll have less to do.
They got him. Oh, they got him. And it's goodbye from us. They've got us. We're going to be back with the best of the 2013-2014 season very, very soon indeed on this channel. And thank you very much once again to Linford Grimes on YouTube for selecting some of his, and it will be a his, favourite moments, because some of them are also ours. So we've mainly been working off his blueprint. Thank you very much, Linford. We'll be back next time.
Marvellous stuff. Right, say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me, my beautiful burgers.
You pulled out of that halfway through, mate.
Never. Always commit.
Commit.
To it.
Commit.
Au revoir.
Do a Hately.
Au revoir, my beef burgers.
You never
beef
say burgers. A skateboarder, not do it.
Yeah.
Now you've done
now
exactly
you're
the same.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? You.
Thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it?
You.
I'm thinking about a doorbell. When you gonna ring it?
Pete.
He's talking about a penis. He's talking about a woman touching his penis.
Is he?
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.